I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Brad Pitt says he'll never, ever marry again. I don't think you can say that. I think that in the moment you feel that way.
So we actually, and I'd love to hear what you guys think at 51059. We actually kind of got a little snippy at each other because we worked together for so long. And I'm like, you can't ever say, you know, I mean, you can say, I'm never going to do that again. You can say that, and you can be okay with that. And he's like, they're running their lives. It's not true. They're doomed.
I'm just saying, right now they're in the heat of the moment of a custody battle, and their property to be split up. He's going through a tough time right now, and so is she. And you would say something like that, but I don't think people stick to it. I think that at some point, all this fades away. You meet somebody else, you fall in love. And you want to be with somebody. It's just not, it's not natural just to be alone.
Well, but not only that, but you think to say never, right?
I said never.
So you said never what?
I said never.
And then...
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying
that.
Oh,
to that homosexual experience? And then you did it again? And then you did it again? Is that what you're saying? That one time you're like, I'll never touch a wiener again. And then you did?
Oh, you Iona. Oh, man. You really are getting on my nerves now.
What happened?
It had nothing to do with a homosexual experience.
Oh, I'm just saying, are you allowed to say that, you personally, BJ, can you say that you will never do that?
Yes.
I thought you can't say never.
I can't say never.
I mean, you're making no sense.
What a trap.
You cannot set down the rules that you can't say never and then say, no, I mean never when it comes to a wiener. Which one is it?
Next topic.
Wow. You just shut me down.
Jamie and I are reading through a story this morning, and I'm telling you, man, I'm all for this. I'm all for this. You know this whole age that we live in that you can determine your own sex by how you feel?
Yeah. In fact, isn't Colorado doing that now? Isn't Colorado going to put there that? So I read somewhere that Colorado is, I think that we're taking a vote where you can be male, female, or non-binary on your driver's license.
And I think New York has like five categories.
Yeah, they do.
That you can mark. And it's not even biologically, you know, your parts that you even have to take into consideration. It's how you feel. It's how you feel, right?
So am I explaining that right? Is that right, Sean? They're adding non-binary?
Yeah, that's the title of the story, Colorado adding non-binary sex option to driver's license.
Now, this one I'm for. I'm not saying I'm against the other. But this one I'm for. There's a movement underway that you are in your age what you feel
and what you
want to be. No longer, when you go to fill out an application, do you have to put down that you're 52 years old.
I think that's a great idea.
Or you're 47. If you feel like you're 37, put down 37. It's fine. Nobody can discriminate against you.
This all comes from a man who is 69 years old, and he's saying that in the dating world, in the dating websites and all this stuff, he's getting shut out because he's almost 70. But he says that in his mind, and the way he's so, he's like joggy pants, you know, he's a triathlete and all this stuff, that he feels like he's 49. And so, and because he runs triathlons or whatever they're called, he's like, why are people judging me for being 70?
You know, and I think he's on to something because I will tell you this. I do think in certain fields, not everywhere, but in certain fields of employment, I think people pick up applications. Let's see, 66. You might want to go a little younger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's used sometimes discrimination wise toward people.
Younger people, too.
So if I look at this application and I say, oh, the guy's 49 years old, blah, 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 got tons of experience for 49. Holy cow. You know, and really 69. But it's 49 here. I may call him in for the interview. That's the way some people are going to look at it. But when he shows up, he looks 69. but I'm just saying.
So here's what I'm thinking my new driver's license is going to say. Ready?
Yeah.
28-year-old non-binary. Yeah. That's me. I feel 28. Yeah. And I'm just doing the non-binary to F with people.
Well, I think that's kind of smart. Yeah. In a way, for especially for girls to identify that way, because then you can use any restroom. So if
right.
You, if you
and
go
if
to
there's a,
line. Yep, a very busy
amen.
Place, and there's no line at the men's.
I'll have my ID and I, at Coors Field. Yeah. I'll have my ID. I'll be like, I'm non-binary.
Right.
Get your ears out of here.
Get yep. out of
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Now, the only time I see trouble with this not having an age ever is, you know, when you're like, I don't know, 15 and you're like, I'm 21. That could be a problem.
Yeah, but I think the age thing is easier, you know, to apply than the sex thing is.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah,
you know what, if you think about it, yeah. because if a person feels, you know, I think most people.
Except for Sean, he does have the boobies.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I'd pass.
Yeah.
The right outfit?
I think most people actually feel much younger than what their age really
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Oh, I
sure.
do, too. Yeah.
I do. I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
So you can use it.
How old do you feel?
12.
No, be honest. I feel like you feel like you're about 80.
Jamie, you know what?
I'm just saying.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.